Proverbs 12:13 says, "The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble." The skeptic will point at texts like this one and say, "There have been plenty of just people who didn't come out of trouble." As James 5:6 also prophesies of the rich men of the last days, "Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you." But even James is telling us about an exception to this stated rule that the just shall come out of trouble that takes place in the last days. Skeptics will point to people who spend time behind bars only to be released later declared not guilty. To that, we must point out that many times their release is over a technicality, and many other cases involved being found not guilty of one particular charge while still being guilty of others. The same goes for the cases of people executed who were later exonerated by additional evidence or testimony. There's no doubt that innocent people have been executed over the years and over the centuries and millennia. But let's not exaggerate the number that was actually not guilty. Nonetheless, the point is well taken. The just don't come out of trouble in every single case, and this text is not an absolute statement if we limit it to this temporary life in which we now live. As a matter of fact, it is the very fact that skeptics take exception and provide such exceptions that proves the general rule of this proverb. Always keep that in mind when the Bible makes a statement that is a general rule, as found repeatedly in the Proverbs, by the way. When someone provides an exception, they are actually proving the general rule to be true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an exception. As the old saying goes, the exception proves the rule. In our previous devotional, we saw that the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. Are there no exceptions to that statement? Of course there are. And those exceptions prove the rule. But statistically speaking, the exception that proves this rule that we're speaking of this time is absolutely minuscule. Let's restate the general rule of Proverbs 12:13. But the just shall come out of trouble. When has that not been true in your own life experience? I don't know of a single case in my life where I did right and didn't come out of that trouble just fine. And in most cases, I was better off when all was said and done. And how many billions of times does that happen? Let's just say any given month, take a month of time all over the planet, yes, the entire planet Earth, and how many billions of times does the just come out of trouble? And by comparison, the exceptions remain just that, exceptions. But one day, the just will come out of trouble permanently. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." So we are justified in God's sight by the work of Jesus Christ, who died to justify sinners. And in Luke 14:4, Jesus promises, "For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." And what happens at that time when the just are resurrected? Revelation chapter 20, verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Jesus says in John 14, he's gone to prepare a place for us. We're going to come out of this trouble in this life. The just come out of trouble, and it will be forever. The just shall come out of trouble. Just make sure that you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you'll be among the just who come out of trouble into the presence of the Lord forever.